Welcome back to another episode of the Gentleman's Lobby. It's your boy Leek.
And your boy Mark.
And it is just us two today. Leo has been extremely busy with, you know, personal stuff and life and things like that. And Kyle is on a weekend vacation getaway at Wildwood. So it's just me and Mark here today. So we're just going to kind of like give you guys... Gonna give you guys a little summary of what's been going on. Like, you know, we've been behind and the little hiatus that we went on for a little bit, just to kind of, you know, put you guys in a little bit of light and things like that. Yeah. So, you want to give them the full rundown or?
Sure.
Bet.
So, well, this is our second time recording this beginning part because. Due to technical difficulties, but
right,
yeah. So I guess it started with coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Things started going a little crazy. We
right.
tried doing a, like a virtual podcast, but you know, it didn't really work out.
Nah,
wasn't. Yeah, I don't know.
That was bad. Well, no, I'm not going to say it was bad. It just wasn't, it wasn't comfortable, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, I guess this was before Skype kind of, or not Skype, but Zoom was like a major thing.
Yeah.
We were using Skype call and it was just like lagging here and, you know, video technicalities here. So it was just all over the place. So coronavirus, you know, kind of slowed us down a little bit, you know. It slowed life down, as everyone, you know, knows and things like that. And then we haven't recorded. The last episode that we put out was May 2nd, I believe. I think I just looked at it as May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Which, obviously, you know, you got June, July, and here we are. So that's almost 2-3 months that we didn't put anything out. So, you know, we kind of want to give you guys like a little update on, you know, what's going on and where we've been and if we're hiding and we're finally coming out of hiding and things like that, which we'll definitely get into all of that.
Right.
So I guess we can kind of like just dive into it fully, you know. Well, obviously I'm not going to give you guys all the juicy details that you know you probably want. Nah, it's nothing bad. Honestly, it's nothing bad. We kind of just, you know, we kind of just wanted to figure out, like, what direction do we want to take the Gentleman's Lobby, right? Like,
right.
What do we want to do with it? You know, what was the goal behind it? Where did we want to go with it? You know, did we want to just put out episodes of just us just talking shit on just anything?
Right.
Or did we want to specifically hone in on certain topics and kind of just, like, build from there? Which... Again, it's fine, you know, like, that's what happens when you work with people. Everyone kind of wants to do, like, not their own thing, but their own thing in a sense, right?
Right.
So, I would say, what's that, maybe the middle of June, maybe the end of June?
Right.
We kind of, like, had, like, a talk, like, kind of like, all right, you know, we haven't put out an episode, you know, what's you know, the goal here, because obviously with COVID going on, everyone's working from home. Or if you're not working from home, you know, unfortunately you either got laid off or, you know what I mean? It just wasn't a good time. Right. So it kind of just made us say like, all right, you know, like if there's a lot of things going on, this is the best time to put out content, regardless of what you do, regardless of if you're a musician, if you do podcasts, if you do like gaming, whatever the case may be, right? It's the perfect time because you're home, you have the extra time, you know what I mean? So we kind of just wanted to, you know, figure it out, like figure what were we doing, what was going on. So we kind of had a talk, at the end of, I want to say it was June. I don't remember the exact time frame, but I want to say it was the end of June.
Yeah, I think it was around June.
Yeah. All right. Where we were just like, what direction are we taking the Gentleman's Lobby? I think I had brought it up, not in the sense of like, what's the goal? Because I remember you saying like, what is a goal for the podcast.
Right. Yeah, just like trying to figure out, because like at least for me, it seemed like the podcast was kind of, it felt so, I don't know how to say it, like kind of just everywhere.
Right.
Like, you know, we're just picking topics or, you know, kind of just bouncing around from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, sure, like, that's pretty much how like a lot of conversations go.
Right. And I think that's, you know, I agree. You know, yeah, what I mean? I think that, you know, just like anything, you know, you're just all over the place when you first start, right? Like, it was, you know, one episode we would be talking about life experience, and the next episode we're talking about gaming, right? And
right,
then the episode after that we'll be talking about you know, Greek mythology, and then the next episode we're talking about politics. So it's like you can't really get a grasp on, you know, like, all right, what are these people, you know, this you know, this podcast that I'm listening to, can they, do they do anything, are they entertaining enough for me to listen to?
Right.
And that was kind of like the problem that we ran into. We wanted to, you know, obviously, you know, the podcast is, you know, you grab people's attention. People want to listen to your point of view, your,
right,
you know,
right,
your opinion, you know what I mean, and what you have to say, you know, because people believe in you, people like you, people want to support you, you know, right, things like that. Right. It becomes hard when you're putting out a bunch of random topics and no one can actually on and on, like, all right, I'm gonna rock with these guys, and,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like nobody really knows what to expect,
right?
Like week after week,
right?
So it kind of just like it ends up turning into like a hit or a miss,
mm-hmm,
like every week. So,
mm-hmm, no, and that's true. You know what I mean? That I 100% agree with that. So, excuse me, Mark asked kind of like, what was the goal? I forget what I said. I forget how I was looking at it to where, like, we kind of really sparked that conversation. I forget what I was saying. I was saying something like, "What? I don't remember. I don't remember." Well, I know Mark's looking it up now for y'all. But I had said something that kind of like sparked the conversation. So Mark's like, you know, what's the goal? Like, what's the goal? So my goal, for the podcast was like a self-love podcast, right? Or self-love, self-help, you know. I feel like that falls under the same category.
Right.
Where it's not necessarily me, you know, giving people advice on how to love themselves, how to better themselves, how to, you know, give themselves more positivity, I guess you can say. It was more on a scale of like, all right, if people are listening to this, people want to hear my experiences. People want to hear what I've been through. People want to hear stuff that, you know, in a sense can make them say, oh, okay, like, that makes sense. You know, like, oh, this person did that, or that person did this, or this person, you know, that I'm listening to is helping me in this type of way.
Right.
Right? Like, I get it. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not, I don't have a PhD in something like that, like, obviously, like, but I feel like my goal was to get people to say, like, to be more confident and feel like more open and can be honest with themselves and being like, this is the type of person I am. Whether, you know, if relate when it comes to relationship stuff, or, you know, life, sex, political view, whatever the case may be, that just to help you be like, all right, I'm gonna better myself in this any type of way.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not here to preach to be like, you need to meditate every day, because I don't, you right. know, I'm not saying like, you need to get up and read books, and that's not me. You
right,
know,
right.
So I'm not preaching that, but I wanted to make it more as a people to feel comfortable saying like, oh yeah, I did. My experiences, you know, align with his, or something he's saying is something I want to hear. You know,
right.
Like, I can go back in my life, my personal life, and use what he said and maybe see what happens.
Right.
So that was kind of like my goal. When I say like self-help, self-love, you know, just being a better person overall, just, you know, even when it comes to like relationship stuff, sex stuff, like stuff like that, like I felt like, you know, people like to hear those type of things because it's personal life,
right?
It's personal, you know, people want to hear those things that they don't know about you. You know what I mean? And again, they take those and then they run with it and then use that in their daily life. And they're like, yo, like, you know, whatever the case may be. So that was kind of like my, what I wanted to do with the Gentleman's Lobby.
Right. No, I agree with that. I mean, I feel like that's where, like, things were a little more interesting whenever we would talk about that kind of stuff on previous podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
When we would touch on that kind of stuff and go into, like, you know, personal, like, our personal past or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know. I thought that was cool. Like, I think it's cool to be able to talk about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I mean, as guys, men in general don't really have a lot of, like, support, like, places where they can find that kind of support.
Right.
Or, you know, where guys are usually, or they don't tend to be open, really, mm-hmm. about that kind of stuff. I mean, you see it a lot more now. Like,
yeah.
A lot more guys are starting to kind of open up, be more, a little more vulnerable in that kind of sense. So, I mean, that's kind of cool, but yeah. it's nice that we have, like, to me, at least, it seemed more interesting to talk about that kind of stuff.
Right, and I, you know, like, growing up, I don't want to say from 2010 now, but from the 90s to, let's say, 2010, you know, it was like, guys can't show emotion.
Right.
Guys can't. Your only experience is, you know, how many girls you can bag, or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or guys don't have that soft side, or, you know, guys don't get into their emotions or not. Like, it was, we were taught that, you know, like, that was, like, yo, y'all can't do that. Like, what?
Right,
guys
right.
have feelings? I don't give a fuck. Like,
right.
You're always supposed to have your wall up at all times.
Yep.
You're supposed to be this just solid dude that never, you know, like, you know what I mean? So, that's where I wanted it to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was how I looked at it from my point of view and what I wanted to do. I can say for Leo and Kalil, I from what they said, and again, this is not no knock to them. I'm just giving you guys, you know, like,
it's just a rundown.
Yeah,
right.
Just a rundown of everything.
I mean, obviously, we're all still cool. Like,
oh yeah, obviously,
we get into it.
Yeah, we're
like,
gonna
all
get
the
in
fucking time,
right? Like, we're gonna fight, and you know what I mean. But I know I had a couple people ask me, like, the podcast, where the fuck y'all at? Like, you know.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, what happened. For Leo and Kalil, like, they didn't have a goal for the podcast. You know, they said that, you know, it was just kind of like them just shooting the shit. Just talking.
Right.
Four friends just talking for archives later on in life.
Right, right, right.
Which,
I mean, that's cool.
Cool. Nothing wrong with it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I don't think it's nothing wrong with it at all. If you guys, anybody knows us, you know we get into stupid debates, arguments over.
Till like 3 a.m. in the fucking morning.
Yeah, yeah, or just dumb stuff like, you know, video games, anime, shows, not too much politics. We don't really dive into politics like
no,
that.
No, not really.
Nor do we dive into religion like that. But just like
no.
stupid stuff, right? Like
yeah.
stuff that it's just fun debates, right? So that was kind of like their thing, right? They were like, you know, we don't really have a goal. It's just four guys shooting the shit. So that, for me, that was like, oh, okay, but like, word. Like, you know, now I kind of know, like, the direction, you know, of what's been going on, you know, why there hasn't been that kind of like urgency to do this or things like that.
Right, right. And that's another thing, like, yeah, it just felt like we weren't, it didn't feel like everyone was kind of into it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't want you to be like, to put your 100% in, like the podcast, but, you know, a little more, like, it felt like not everyone was putting 10% even right. in. So,
right.
And it just kind of fell apart.
No, and I agree. So that's kind of like, that was like their stance on it. They didn't really have a goal for it. Just four guys shooting the shit, just talking that shit. And then whatever happens, happens. And then what was your take on it? Like, you know, what was your stance on it?
Pretty much the same as you. There's pretty much no effort, kind of. But I don't know. We'll see, you know, how things progress.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
change.
Definitely. I you know, when they said that, I was like, I didn't like, wasn't like mind blown or wasn't, it didn't like throw me. I wasn't like put in this type of like mindset where it was like, oh my God. Like, no, I didn't think that. I just, you know, I just kind of was like, oh, okay, like, bet. You know, now I know this is, you know. So, you know, after we got past like the goals and everything, like, what was the goals for like the. Oh, actually, and then Mark, yours, like, I think you was like, what did you say? Like, what was your goal for the?
I don't even remember. I mean, I pretty much want it to be kind of like what you wanted. Like I said, I found it more interesting when we talked about, like, self-help or just, like, shit we've been through and not really giving advice. But just, I guess, kind of giving advice, just throwing it out there, like a general, lazily giving advice.
And then also, like, for those that don't know, obviously, like, me, Mark, Khalil, I guess you can say Leo for, like, a couple months.
Right.
Xander, and then we have a one friend, Chaos. We used to be in a band. So, like, music is big to us. Like, we have songs, made songs, things like that.
Right, right.
So now we're like kind of like also shifting the focus towards music too.
Right.
Not all of us, but majority of us, at least me, you, Kalo, and Xander, you know, like we're, you know, trying to at least put, you know, a couple of things together for music wise.
Right.
I just bought me a new guitar, so I have to relearn how to play guitar again. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? So like I said, COVID is the perfect time to do that because it's not much going on. You can't, you know, it's a little more lenient now, but earlier it was like strict on, right? So it's now, but we also have that going on where that's also like a focus, and everybody that knows us know like, music is very serious to us.
Yeah.
You know, it is very, it's something that we are very passionate about. Whether it be any type of music, rock, rap, dance hall, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, we're passionate about music. We love music. So we're also on top of the Gentleman's Lobby, we're also creating music as well. But with that being said, so then I know, like, Leo started asking me the question, like, Leo started saying, like, he didn't want to do a self-love podcast, which is fine. I completely get it because that's not the type of person he is.
Right, you know?
Khalil isn't the best. Khalil is kind of, like, just with the flow with everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you know, I don't, whatever. But he'll go along with it. So then me and Leo kind of go back and forth. Me and Leo kind of go back and forth a little bit. And it's hard to elaborate via text messaging.
Yeah.
Because it's so much you have to text.
Yeah.
And, like, we're all working. So it's not like.
Yeah, it was during work, too.
Yeah, so I can't just get off, you know, a call and then he call, whatever. So we're all kind of just, like, sending these long text messages and things like that. So it obviously kind of got crazy.
This really sounds like a breakup.
I know, right?
Like we're just talking, and then
guys, we're done. Break. No more episodes after this.
We're done. No.
Nah, we're not done.
We're just refocusing.
Yeah, no, and that's actually perfect. You know, because everybody has shit going on. Like Leo's right now is just going crazy. You know, there was a moment in time during the summer where I was like going through it. No one knew, right? Because I'm right. like, you know, I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna just eat this on the chin, you know. And life happens, right? Yeah. Like, so, you know, now we're just kind of looking at it from like a refocusing standpoint, and things like that. So yeah, we just had like a very, very, very deep talk on where we wanted to take the podcast. The where are we going to take it? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, things are going to change within the next coming episodes. Yeah, you know,
definitely.
All right. Well, we ran into some technical difficulties again. But as I was saying, things will definitely be different on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Coming for sure. Up. And it won't be bad. You know, once we figure it out, like, you know, I want to get this on a ball ASAP.
Yeah,
you know
what for I mean? Sure.
And I think I can see, you know, good things. We're still all four of us are going to be on it. You know, all four of us are still going to do it. So that's not going to change. Only thing that's changing now, we're just going to kind of like point it in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, so if whatever we decide to speak on, like, it'll be on that.
Yeah.
You know? So, and obviously, like, we want to keep you guys entertained. So I know, like, you guys don't want to hear dumb shit, you know, stupid stuff. Stuff that you can't really, like, no one wants to listen to.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, one thing that always comes up in, like, the podcast is, like, y'all will bring up One Piece.
Yeah.
I don't watch One Piece. So, right. Like, it just becomes a point where I kind of just back out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just y'all three talking, which that's totally fine. But I can imagine a lot of people will back out as mm-hmm. well during that time, too, because we're just talking random shit about, you know, shit that not a lot of people watch. I mean, right. One Piece is huge.
But, like, for our listeners,
yeah, but
they're like, the fuck is
what? What the fuck? Or, you know, there'll probably be a lot of people like, all these fucking nerds talking about anime.
Right. And don't get me wrong. Anime is that shit.
Yeah,
but I
real.
Do understand, like, no one wants to hear. I don't want to listen to 30 minutes of a podcast to then the next 10 minutes be about something I've never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, imagine going from, like, life experiences to One Piece.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, well, damn, that changed, you know, or, like, you know, talking about, you know, video games, and then next thing you know, it's about Donald Trump. It's like, like, what? Like, you know what I mean? So no one wants to, like, feel that switch up that fast, you know?
Like, our tangents last so long, like, mm-hmm. it'll go on for like minutes.
Yeah, and then after a while, you're just like, I'm not listening to this hour-long ass podcast. You know what I mean? So
when, like, 40 minutes of it is just them really not having said anything worth listening to.
Right, and I feel like in this day and age, like, it's so important to talk about, you know, stuff that people in whatever way can relate to, right? Like, you know, relationships now are a big thing. You know, like, the way people date, the way people talk, the talking stage, how long would you wait to be in a relationship, things like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, sex is a big thing now. And I feel like a lot of people want to, you know, hear other people's points of views. Because, like, y'all know I love listening to people talk.
Yeah.
If, obviously, like, I can rock with, you know, like, I can be like, oh, yeah, like, what, like, keep me intrigued. Like, why would I listen to you, right?
Right, and right.
I know a lot of people nowadays don't want to listen to certain things. Like me, for example, I can play games all day.
Right.
I cannot listen to someone speak about games at all.
Yeah.
Just because it's the same thing with like Twitch. I can't sit and watch somebody for like I'll do it for my brother to support him.
Right, right.
But I won't. Like it's just hard for me, you know, even to talk about it because I feel like at a point it comes to a standstill. Anime's the same way. I love anime. That would be a favorite thing of mine, but I can't talk about it as good as I used to back then.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, same.
I like to hear what, you know, people experience is like, you know, damn, like, where did you meet that person? Or what happened at, like, why do you feel like you need to quit your job? Or, right, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, to kind of put it in perspective on, damn, that's a good-ass reason why you did X, Y, Z. Or,
right,
you know what I mean? Like, that's just the type of person I am. Obviously, everyone's different.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I feel like it's a lot more interesting, like, hearing about people's experiences than talking about anime and video games. I mean, I love talking about video games. Don't get me wrong, but... like, for sure, like, hearing people talk about their experiences and kind of just what's going on in the world.
Right. Like, for example,
it's
like...
more interesting.
Like with you, like if somebody was like, oh man, where'd you get all your tattoos from? You can tell like the cool story, like,
yeah,
I got this tattoo in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? You know what I mean? Like, and then you can go on, like, people want to be like, oh shit. Like,
right.
You know, people want to hear that type of stuff. So that's kind of like where we, you know, where we stand. We're still kind of, I guess, talking to figure out what direction we're going to take the podcast.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can put up a poll. I'll put up a poll on Instagram just to see, like, what, you know, like, what do you guys want to hear? What would you guys like to listen to? What do you want to hear? What do you not want to hear?
Right.
Just to see, like, you know, obviously, because, again, like, we can be just doing this, but it's, you know, y'all that listen, people that listen, you know, people that...
I mean, that's the most important part.
Exactly.
Like, when you're trying to... I mean, we're trying to build an audience, really. I mean, I feel like when you're doing a podcast, that's, like, one of your goals.
Yeah.
It should be to build an audience. I mean, same thing with music, you know? You just... I mean, yeah, as a musician, you want to write. That's what you want to do. But also, like, you want people to hear your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I feel like that's why a lot of people become musicians, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to play guitar and shit, but at the end of the day, when you create something, you want people to hear it.
Mm-hmm. You want people to hear it and to, you know, obviously you want everybody to like it.
Right.
No matter what, you want everybody to like it. But that's why you get into these type of businesses where... Streaming's the same way. You don't stream just for you. No, you want to build an audience. People like, I like to stream, but you also want to build an audience and, you know, and build that type of following where people can be like, I rock with that person.
Right.
I rock with, you know, that group of musicians, or I love listening to the Gentleman's Lobby podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just look at some of the biggest names and anything out there. You know, the following is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because people in some way, some form, somehow can relate to it, just find it really entertaining.
Right,
just,
right.
You know what I mean? So, no, I 100% agree with you. I do. I 100% agree with you. So, yeah, that's kind of like where we are right now.
Right.
You know, what's going on with... And again, it's not no drama. It's not no. I was just bullshit you guys in the beginning. No, it's no drama. It's no like, oh my gosh, these guys aren't friends no more because we've been friends our entire life.
Yeah, damn near 20 years.
Exactly.
This isn't
the first time that something like this has happened to us. So at this point now, it's just talking, understanding each other's point of view.
Right.
And then picking a path and then going that way.
Yep. And it, I mean, I guess rather than leave things silent and not, you know, have everyone not hear from us, because mm-hmm. I mean, people have asked it.
Yeah.
I mean, even if, like, for me, it's just been one person, and you know, it's a good friend, and they've asked what, you know, what's been going on. Like, you guys haven't posted, mm-hmm. and you kind of. I mean, I guess this podcast is for those people who are wondering what the hell's going on.
Right.
So, rather than leave everyone in the fucking dark,
just zero dark it, right?
Yeah, because like, I mean, we haven't posted anything. We haven't like. I mean, yeah, we haven't posted anything on social media or really even told anyone. Well, I haven't told anyone personally
what's been going on.
So it's just like, I guess people will see this up.
Yeah.
And they'll hear what's going on.
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, to back your statement, I've had, you know, several people just come to me and they're like, what happened? Like, what's going on? Like, I told you, my mom, I put up on Twitter the other day, like, my mom just started listening to it.
No word.
She loves it.
Oh, wow.
She just doesn't know what we're talking about. Like, but she loves it, though. You know what I mean? Right. She loves it. Like, the first couple episodes that we did ever, she loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, like, it progressed, and it's just like, well, where are we going with this?
Right.
What
are
we talking? You know what I mean? But she loves it. I have friends that, you know, listen to it, and they're like, yo, I like it. Y'all are funny.
Right.
But I just don't, like, when y'all start talking about X, Y, Z, then I'm like, I start fast forwarding. If it goes on too long, I just go to the next episode, you know? Or I felt like, you know, obviously, like, I'm dating now,
right,
a girl now. But before I was dating her, mm-hmm. I would have, like, girls listen to the podcast. Like, if I was just chatting it up with them, girls listen to the podcast and be like, oh, you're manifesting X, Y, Z this year, or that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? And it, you know, so.
That's the kind of energy I like.
Yeah, right? Like, so it's, you know, I definitely had several people, like, come up to me. Not come up to me, but, like, message me, DM me, like, you know, where are you guys at? Or I'm going to just listen to you guys. Or they, like, just start listening mm-hmm. and be like, I don't know what the hell y'all saying in that.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of just like now we're just wanna go into a direction where you can listen to it, you know? I know a lot of people don't like to listen to certain things or whatever. So, like I said, I'm going to probably put up a poll. I'll probably put up the poll several times before this episode drops. Not going to lie. Just to see, like, what people want to hear, what they don't want to hear, you know, what they rock with, what they don't rock with. And, you know, then we kind of can just... And I advise everybody, you know, to... Chime in. You don't got to tell me. You know what I mean? You can just boom, 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 vote, and then whatever.
Right.
You know. But then obviously for, you know, me, you, Kyle, and Leo, to then put up those polls just to see, you know, like, obviously you put up a story, people look at your stuff, you put up a picture, people like it. So just kind of see, like, what people want to hear.
Right.
You know? And then, like I said, in the coming episodes, it'll definitely be different than what it was. So we can, I guess, we can call it like a season two.
Yeah.
Season two of The Gentleman's Lobby.
This will be like season 1.5. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, we're just kind of recapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm done with season one.
Yeah, I'm done with season one.
Not going with you. I'm done with season one. You know, it's been, I think it's like 18 episodes. On season one or so, I gotta look at it. Yeah, so it's a lot of episodes on season one, so I gotta relook and see and count how many. But yeah, from here on out, I guess you can call this like the finale. Just like, this is the season one recap of where, you know, where we are now, and then we can kind of shoot forward to season two, and season two will be a lot better. Like, you know, we want to add a bunch more things to the podcast.
For sure.
You know,
I mean, have different guests on as well.
Right. Because we only had, what, two? Had one and a half.
We had
Xander, and that episode didn't get put out. And then we had Ellie. She was, like, there but not there.
Yeah.
You know, we asked Ellie all the time, like, come on and join us. She'll just be yelling at us from the kitchen.
Right.
You know, so definitely want to have more people on in season two.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, like... I feel like one thing that kind of always stopped us, I guess, was like the fact that if one of us wasn't available, it would kind of shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than, I mean, that's one thing I want to incorporate is the fact that if one of us is not available, I don't know, just bring a guest on or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
And it, I don't think it's any like, oh, damn, y'all forgot about me or y'all just, it's none of that, you know. Like,
yeah.
But
you got to keep the show rolling.
Yeah, right, you like, know. People want to hear what y'all got to say, what you got to say, you know. You bring on a guest, then it makes it more juicier.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, I can pick a new mind, right?
Right. So. And you get a different point of view rather than the normal four people you normally hear from.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, definitely, like, definitely season two is definitely going to be a lot more better, a lot more deeper. I don't want to say darker because I don't. that's too much for me.
Yeah.
But definitely a lot more deeper. Get a lot more understanding with season two.
Yeah.
And if anybody can make a fucking logo or something, I'm tired of looking at them four pictures with
oh
the tie.
Oh my god, this is the worst thing ever. I feel like I'd
let me fucking know.
That's like one of the worst logos you can do is just like have a picture of yourself.
This is not 2006 where like, you know, the album cover is me doing like some like Birdman clap with a fucking smirk or something like that. Yes. I hate it. But yeah, no, I definitely want to keep you guys in the loop. Hopefully you guys do stick around with this and we get a lot more people coming back because the beginning of season one, we took off.
Yeah. I mean,
it was insane.
It was dope.
We took off. Like,
it was crazy to see. Like, I mean, it wasn't like a crazy amount of people listening, but it was dope to see like how many people were actually willing to sit there and listen to us fucking talk.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely one of those episodes, like not episodes, but the first three were just boom. It just was like, you know, it was a lot of people that listened to it. Just looking at like statistically, it was a lot of people listened to it. So then we just jumped off a cliff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely want to get back to, again, pleasing you. Again, I feel like that's what it had to do with. Listen, I can't listen. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely want to get back to, you know, talking about things that you guys can rock with.
Yeah.
Please stick around for season two with us. It's gonna be a lot more funnier, again, a lot more understanding, a lot better, a lot deeper,
more insightful.
Yeah,
that type of shit.
Mm-hmm. This episode has come from Malik
and Mark
of the Gentleman's Lobby. So we will definitely see y'all on season two. Deuces.
Bye.